This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A top American diplomat now says he understood why U.S. military aid to Ukraine was being withheld over the summer. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Gordon Sondland says his memory was refreshed by statements from two other key witnesses. He says he now remembers telling a top aide to Ukraine's president in September that military aid would likely not flow to Ukraine until it made a public statement about fighting corruption. President Trump had earlier linked the aid to investigating Joe Biden and Democrats. Sondland says when he asked during a September phone call about holding up the aid, the president nearly hung up on him, but then told him, "I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo." The impeachment panels released transcripts today of the testimony Sondland and former Ukraine special envoy Kurt Volker gave last month. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, the battle rages on about whether to name the anonymous whistleblower who triggered the impeachment probe. Here's Senator Lindsey Graham on the rule being used to protect the identity of the informant.
The whistleblower statute was never meant to give you anonymity. It was meant to allow you to come forward without being fired. You can't use anonymity in a criminal process. You can't use anonymity in a civil process, and you shouldn't be able to. This is a misuse of the statute.
Fellow Republican Mitt Romney says the person deserves to be protected.
My own view is that whistleblowers, particularly those that are blowing whistles on action within the government, should be allowed to remain confidential, that they have a right to be private, and then the determination is made is what the whistleblower has spoken about, something which is confirmed by the facts or not. So going after the whistleblower, I think, is misdirected.
From the News Center in Washington, D.C., this is VOA News.